Good afternoon. Wow. Well, happy Festival of Trumpets to everybody. An annual Sabbath combined with the seventh-day weekly Sabbath. What a blessing. It is great to see everybody here. We're starting to look like our congregation again. We welcome those who are watching on Zoom, zooming in, and also you watching us on the webcast. I sometimes call it the cybercast. But we're looking for the day we desire you to be with us also. Now, I and practically everyone here knows that all who meet together right now, we'd like to meet together bodily, but it's through God's Spirit that allows us to meet together before Him spiritually. The Feast of Trumpets is a special feast day. God, in His wisdom, designed a path, a procedure to accomplish His will, His goal. We know it is that He will have children, and He will be their Father and God. There's numerous scriptures that say this. There's 10 places in the Greek scriptures that has the phrase, children of God. Just 10 places. The path or procedure to His children's salvation entails 7 steps, as we know. It begins with Passover. Christ started all off with His sacrifice. And that was according to the Father's will. And while we were still sinners, people, mankind, we didn't have anything to do yet with God's plan to save us when Jesus did that. So He has started the process to have His children be with Him in his kingdom for eternity. And that's what we're looking at. So then after God began the process, He calls people to a new covenant. Writes His law in and on their hearts and in their minds. And then they have the chance to change their ways. To repent from breaking His holy, royal law. At that time, His children begin changing their ways and start to walk with Him in what the scriptures call the way. God's second step is realized in the days of unleavened bread, His children putting sin out of their lives when they have accepted their calling and understand what it is to be His children and obeying their Father's commandments and instructions, they become baptized. And after the laying on of hands, receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And that's pictured in step number 3, Pentecost. Now those comprise the spring festivals. We enjoyed those earlier this year, even in those different ways that we did, from Passover on, huh? Well, this is the next step in our lives. We who have been baptized had our names written in the other book in heaven, the book of life. Right now we are between the actual third and fourth steps of salvation. This feast day, Trumpets, not only represents the return of Christ Jesus, but also opens up for His children who obey Him the last 4 steps of His plan of salvation. The title of this message is Trumpets, Door to the Big Picture. I want to use the balance of my time illustrating and talking about the big picture this day allows us to focus on and what we must watch out for. It's important to recognize that not everyone who says to Jesus, Lord, Lord, which appears only 5 times in Matthew and Luke, is observing this commanded day of trumpets. Yet we who are shown what is coming to pass as revealed in his holy word. We're going through life sinning, repenting, and overcoming ourselves, society's anti-true God and false ways, and Satan. There will come a day, as the scriptures say, and what this day represents, when the seventh trumpet blows, a promise made will be a promise kept by the most faithful being who exists, our Father, currently in the third heaven, sitting on his throne, and about to bring his tabernacle down with him to this earth. But a few things must yet occur. Brethren, friends, about 100 years ago, a true pandemic struck the world. The Spanish flu, as it was called, and not originating in Spain, was known to infect about 1 out of 3 humans. There were some 1,500 million people, 1.5 billion, and about 50 to 100 million people died. About 500 got the disease, they believe. About 25 million died in the first 6 months. This pandemic has led, in the last 9 months, 30.6 million cases, which may be an exaggeration based on the amplification methodology used to detect the virus in people. 20.8 million people have recovered so far, and about 953,000 have died. And that's of which comorbidity, has not been explained with their deaths, along with their deaths, like those who were dying of cancer and heart disease, etc., when they died, caught the infection and died. If this were 1918 and 1919, the idea of the end of the world would be spoken of, and was. But that could not have happened yet. The difference between the truly awful pandemic of 1918-1919 and this pandemic is what? You could raise your hand briefly if you know why the much deadlier pandemic back then could not have been an end-time event about to usher in the Great Tribulation just before Christ's return. Well, I've been referring and alluding to many scriptures in this message. The gospel of the kingdom had not been preached yet. That's the answer. Let alone to the whole world. Well, turn with me to Matthew 24:14. Matthew 24:14. It says in the New King James Version, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come." Yes, brethren, friends, the gospel had to be preached in the whole world as a witness to all the nations before the end of this age of man's self-rule, before it can end. Do you think it's been preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations yet? Well, God knows. I was called by God to the truth of the gospel in 1981, baptized in February 1982. I distinctly recall being spiritually involved in the church's commission as stated in Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20, which goes hand in hand with Matthew 24:14. I'll just read verses 19 and 20 here. Matthew 28:19, New King James Version. "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Verse 20, "teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." As of 2015, figures quoted in an August 2018 article by The Guardian, there are 2.3 billion Christian adherents. Wikipedia 2020 says there's 2.4 billion Christian adherents. That means people who call themselves Christian, following the Bible. That's more than 31% of all humanity, and by far the largest religious group. It's about 1.6 billion Islam is number two. It's interesting to note, as I'm sure many of you here and watching have seen, the most recent UCG's United News, September-October edition. It quotes the internet ranking by Alexa Internet Inc. Out of all the Christian denominations website worldwide, UCG is number seven. Seven. So nearly 2.5 billion adherents, and UCG.org ranks number seven. Got UCG's footprint on the internet. It's amazing. Talk about God blessing our efforts. So comparatively few workmen and women, but so effective in preaching the gospel. Jesus said, "By their fruits you shall know them." This tree, UCG, with bountiful fruits, thank God. At the seventh trumpet sound, when Christ Jesus intervenes in this world's affairs and begins to reign as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that will be the beginning of the final big picture God has for us and those yet to be called. In the final four annual festivals, his children called according to his purpose. There are many signs, God tells us, that precede the coming into glory of his only begotten son and elder brother of us, the ecclesia, the called out ones. I'll touch on a couple here. Let us turn to Matthew 24:29 now. Matthew 24:29. We'll be reading, I'm reading from the New King James Version. Matthew 24:29, immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Now, we have had a taste, even literally, of this kind of sign of the sun being darkened just this last week. According to the news station KTLA, Channel 5, Los Angeles, on September 9th, they had an article, which I'll share an excerpt here. Quote, "Hazy clouds of smoke from dozens of wildfires darkened the sky to an eerie orange glow over much of the West Coast on Wednesday, keeping streetlights illuminated during the day and putting residents on edge," unquote. I myself, earlier this week, driving back and forth between Orange County and San Diego, also observed a darkened orange sun. I even took a couple snapshots with my cell phone out the window. I got to learn not to ad-lib so much. I almost added something there. But the most extreme example, which I surmise is itself not even comparable to the event in Matthew 24:29, occurred in Brazil's Sao Paulo, the Western Hemisphere's largest city. On August 20th, 2019, a combination of wildfire smoke, clouds, and a cold front made it appear as nighttime near midday. Look it up, Sao Paulo. Fascinating pictures, but no, it neither can or will match the context of the affair, world affairs in Matthew 24:29. The next two verses show Christ appearing in the first heaven, and the whole world will see him coming. That's verse 30. And verse 31 shows the trumpet sounds, gathering together his elect from where? From the four winds, from one end of the heaven to the other. An amazing sight. But did you notice? I think most of you did. The elect are gathered from the air as they are ascending to meet Christ as he's descending. And it says there in 1 Thessalonians 4:17, they'll meet the Lord in the air. What truth we have been given. More than 2,400 million Christian adherents, and only a few know most of the truth God has chosen to show us and wisely to hide from mankind until the day till what this day represents. Because things will be different when Christ returns. Now, another sign that must precede this day is the setting up of the beast power. A worldwide circumstance that will cause the 10 kings who have received no kingdom as yet, Revelation 17, verses 12 and 13, they will give, as with one mind, their power and authority to the beast, a politician. This pandemic has not reaped the death of people like the Spanish flu, which still has no man-made cure, but it has killed economies around the world. Could this pandemic be a tipping point to bring this world to a place where a super politician in cahoots with the devil will lead this world into a 42-month tribulation? God knows. We will have to wait and see. What should we do in the meantime? The sound of a mighty trumpet is a wake-up call. Make sure we are not a sleeping virgin. Reread the parable of the 10 virgins. Make sure we are focused on Matthew 6:33, seeking first the kingdom of heaven. That way we won't get sidetracked by the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches, like those in the third group in the parable of the sower. And lastly, for this message, endure to the end, knowing we are getting closer to our redemption because it's drawing nearer. Happy trumpets.